An evening of lively, smart conversation and jazz. Join me, John Williams, for a live taping of the Mincing Rascals podcast, Robert's Pizza, and Jazz, Wednesday, June 12th, 6 to 8 at Winter's Jazz Club in Streeterville. Tickets at WGNRadio.com/rascals.
For speed jokes.
Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Feel free to whistle at home. We got a bunch of them for you today. Steve, you got the edits in front of you, right?
Yes, I do.
There are many, but I think we kept the good ones. We got a joke today from Sharon Martin of Mount Prospect and Kevin Osar and James Wing from beautiful Southwest Michigan. Bob Corley of Arlington Heights, he writes, not the future home of Justin Fields. Jen Folds in Rockford. Doug Cohenauer in Plymouth, Wisconsin. Dr. Chan Vo. Thank you, Doc. We got a joke sent in from the Streeter Building Inspector, Joe. We got one from Pam Adams in Tucson and Stephen in Atlanta, proud author of The Christmas Door Prize, a second chance romance novel now available on Amazon. How about that? What else we got here? Oh, yeah, Tom Edson sent us one from Sheboygan, and Bob Eschbach did in Ottawa. Bob, I don't have time to read your joke today, but thank you. Haley Arguella sent us a joke. She writes, does Bailey's have an expiration date? Because I need a mug to put it in. We got a joke in Lansing from Joseph, Joe Patch in Corona, California. Mike Birrell in Bolingbrook, Shell and Aurora, the list goes on. We got some leftover jokes like this one for next St. Patrick's Day. You know, it's always a good idea to make sure your kilt is short enough to do a jig, but long enough to cover your lucky charms. I saw a rooster in the gym this morning, Dave.
Wow, what was it doing?
Working on its pecs. I bought my friend an elephant for his room. He said, thanks. I said, don't mention it. The Bears are really good at drafting quarterbacks, Dave. I mean, they do it all the time. My wife likes to mess with me sometimes. She hides stuff where I'll never find them.
Like, what does she do?
Oh, she put my shoes in the closet, my jacket on the hanger. And then she put my keys on that little hook in the kitchen. The milk in the middle of the fridge. You know how that goes.
Your attention, please. The following is a smarty pants joke and may be unsuitable for some listeners.
Two scientists walk into a bar.
I'll have H2O,
says the first.
I'll have H2O too,
says the second. Bartender gives them both water because he's able to distinguish the boundary tones that dictate the grammatical function of homonyms in coda position, as well as pragmatic context. You know, you may not be going to the best doctor's office when the tongue depressors taste like little fudgesicles. I'm going to do that one again. You know, you may not be going to the best doctor's office when the tongue depressors taste like fudgesicles. My new favorite Princess Kate story is that she's in seclusion because she's on The Masked Singer. Two whales walk into a bar. The first one says, wow. Next whale says, shut up, Steve, you're drunk. Guy with two left feet goes to a shoe store and asks if they have flip-flips. Hey, we got some banjo jokes for you today. Here we go.
What's the difference between a banjo and an onion?
No one cries when you chop up a banjo.
Hey.
What is perfect pitch?
When you throw your banjo in the trash and it hits the bagpipes. Hey, Dave, what is something no one ever says to a banjo player?
Oh, is that your Porsche?